Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from our Old Testament lesson today, Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who do his command. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you may be hidden on the day of the wrath of the Lord. I would like to call this text the great perhaps. Perhaps you may be hidden on the day of the wrath of the Lord. Perhaps is a word which expresses probability or uncertainty. And, humanly speaking, it can be a statement of condition, ignorance, indecision, doubt, or pride. As we look at our text, we need to realize that the prophet Zephaniah was speaking to a corrupt Israel before the reform of King Josiah. And in light of this corruption, any deliverance was conditioned on the Israelites seeking humility and righteousness before Yahweh. Yet as we consider the whole of Scripture, the judgment, and our own deliverance, how does this perhaps apply to you and me? Can a Hebrew compound or a Greek subjunctive condition all be written on the day of the wrath of the Lord? First, we must realize that the perhaps has nothing to do with the action of God. God does not identify himself with perhaps, but rather as the great I am. No pretentious probability, only unchangeable reality. God established what is in 6 days and said, it is good. After man fell into sin, God promised a deliverer who would crush the head of the serpent. The Almighty chose the people to be his own, to receive his law, to carry the seed that would one day bear the Messiah. It was God who performed many signs and wonders. He punished the evil and delivered the faithful. He moved the prophets to warn the people against corruption. There is no perhaps in God's acts of salvation. There is no probability, uncertainty, condition, or indecision on God's part when he promised the coming of the Messiah. And so, God became a man and personally entered our history. Jesus Christ lived the perfect righteous life that we could not live. He humbled himself for us, even unto death on the cross. Christ suffered thorns, persecution, even damnation for our sins. Then the God-man Jesus Christ rose from the dead to conquer sin, death, and the devil. This is no onion from which the perhaps must be peeled away. This is no existential perhaps that exists only within the believer. The perhaps of human reason does not play any part in this. There is no perhaps of the Holy Spirit which saving faith through the means of grace, when and where he will. It is through the power of his word that we are brought to faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The perhaps that some might want to interject, like their own decision, their own carrying, their own second experience, is just that, a perhaps, a probability, a condition. We have only the promise of God working through his word and sacrament. There is no perhaps in the actions of God. Know that the perhaps lies somewhere else. And if it doesn't lie in the actions of God, then it must lie in the reactions of man. Man, at creation, is given a free will. A will that led him to try and place himself on the same level as God. When man partook of the forbidden fruit, he uttered the first perhaps. Perhaps I won't die. Maybe my eyes will be open. Possibly I will be like God. Man's pride took over, and so his will was in bondage to sin, in bondage to constant rebellion against his Creator. Yet the Savior of God did not use the perhaps in his dealings with man. He continued to work in history. His plans of salvation were established. Jesus Christ did come and die and rise again for us. The Holy Spirit continues to work saving faith through the means of grace. In our baptism, God has worked saving faith in us. Through the strengthening power of word and sacrament, that faith has grown. Yet even though we have brought the saving faith in Jesus Christ, we still want to react with the grace of heaven. We do this by not putting off our old nature, by not humbling ourselves before our God, daily repenting of our sins, and turning to Jesus Christ for forgiveness. For you and me, as students of theology and future pastors, this problem becomes acute, especially in the area of our pride. Sometimes it seems that the devil works hardest on us, and so often we seek everything but humility. So often we tried only with ourselves. Dr. Martin Luther continually warned against pride in the ministry and those who try and seek glory in theology. One time he wrote, "This ambition is a consuming fire. As Christ says in John 5:34, you seek glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God. Holy Scripture was given in order to bring the question into contempt. And we big fools want to seek our glory in it. All other instances of pride are tolerable because they are easily changed. But the shameful pride of theology is a spring of evil and a consuming fire. Let us pray God to protect us against it." This happens to me every time I think I have written a good paper, preached a good sermon, discovered a new insight, maybe tried to help someone. All too often, I want to give myself the credit instead of my Lord and my God. Rather than seeking humility and God's righteousness through Jesus Christ, I find pride in myself. It is at this point that the perhaps steps in. Whenever we begin to trust in ourselves, find pride in our own accomplishments, strive for our own gain, there is only uncertainty. It behooves us to daily seek righteousness. Daily seek humility. This comes only as we place ourselves before the one that who is righteous for our sake, who humbled himself for us, Jesus Christ. Our changeless God still does not use the perhaps in his dealings with us. As we daily turn to Christ for forgiveness and daily receive the strengthening power of his word, we will be empowered for humble service. The perhaps exists only when we pride and trust in ourselves. The perhaps disappears when we pride and trust in God and what he has done for us. As St. Peter exhorts us in his first epistle, "Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." To that end, may God grant us his unchanging grace and empower us to humbly serve him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.